Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's up? Welcome to the courtroom.
I am Theo.
And I'm Oj. And in this podcast, we tell stories about people's life, liberty, and property.
Kukwentohan namin kayo about court rulings in a way that will make you understand jurisprudence like a 9-year-old. So join us as we delve into true crime, political controversies, and all things tara di chismis every week.
Uy, Teo, malapit na eleksyon. Sino boboto mo? At least as president.
Balik agawad ang iboboto. Sinimulan yung listahan. Ay nako, Och. Basta ako, sisiguraduhin kong iboboto ko yung pinakakarapat dapat sa position.
Safe answer ka. Wala bang clue dyan?
Bali, ano siya, color. Joke lang. Basta I'll make sure na properly informed ako sa pagboto. Bakit ikaw ba? Sino bang presidential candidate ang iboboto mo, ha?
Siyempre, Teo. Si... So, siya yung napili ko based syempre sa mga research ko. I considered kasi yung mga platforms ng candidates, yung mga experiences in relation syempre dun sa position na hahawakan nila. And syempre, bago tayo bumoto, we have to know their capabilities and syempre, also, their genuine hearts.
Naks naman sa genuine hearts mo. Anyway, Oj, medyo sakto sa case natin ngayon yung usapang election eh. Kasi dito nagsimula yung issue ng kaso.
Right. At saka hindi lang yun, Teo. Kasi about bar exams din siya. Sa poll yung kaka-release pa lang this month na bar exam results with 72.28% passing rate. Nice! Congratulations!
Congrats sa mga bago nating abogado. Woo! Galing, galing. Pero, tanong Oj, since nakapasa na sila ng bar, pwede na ba silang mag-act agad as counsel ng mga electoral candidates?
Ah, yan ang alamin natin. Sa case na to of Donna Marie Aguirre versus Edwin Rana. Edwin Rana was among those who passed the 2000 bar examinations noong May 21, 2001, one day before ng scheduled mass oath-taking ng mga successful bar examinees as members of the Philippine Bar, nag-file ng petition for denial of admission to the bar si Donna Marie Aguirre against Edwin because of unauthorized practice of law, grave misconduct, violation of law, and grave misrepresentation.
Pinayagan naman ng court na mag-take ng oath si Edwin during the scheduled oath-taking noong May 22, 2001 sa PICC. Pero hindi siya pinayagan na mag-sign sa role of attorneys habang pending pa yung resolution ng charge against him. So naka-attend siya sa oath-taking pero di siya nakapag-sign ng role of attorneys. Ano ba nangyari exactly, Oj? Bakit siya kinomplain ni Donna Marie?
Isa-isahin natin, yung sa unauthorized practice of law at saka grave misconduct, nag-appear daw kasi si Edwin sa or as counsel for a candidate in the May 2001 elections before the Municipal Board of Election Canvassers or MBEC. Kahit ano, hindi pa siya lawyer. Nag-file pa siya ng pleading at saka ni-represent niya yung sarili niya as counsel for and in behalf of Vice Mayoralty Candidate George Bunan and signed the pleading as counsel nito.
Doon naman sa charge of violation of law, Edwin acted as counsel daw for a client kahit na isa siyang municipal government employee. Secretary kasi siya ng sangguniang bayan ng Mandaon, Masbate. So, yun, pinagsabay niya. Tapos, doon naman sa grave misconduct and misrepresentation, as per Donna Marie, hindi naman daw in-engage ni Vice Mayoralty Candidate Bunan yung services ni Edwin pero nag-act pa din daw ito as his counsel.
inadmit ni Edwin dito na kinuha daw ni Bunan yung specific assistance niya para i-represent si Bunan sa MBEC. Pumayag daw siya na i-assist at i-advise si Bunan, pero not as a lawyer but as a person who knows the law. Nag-sign din daw siya sa pleading na ino-object yung inclusion ng certain vote sa canvassing, pero he did not sign daw as a lawyer or represented himself as an attorney sa pleading na yun.
Tapos dun sa issue ng pagiging secretary niya sa Sangguniang Bayan, as per Edwin, nag-resign daw siya noong May 11, 2001 na inaccept naman daw on the same date. Politically motivated lang daw yung complaint na final ni Donna Marie sa kanya.
Siyempre, ni-refute ni Donna yung mga claims ni Edwin. Sabi niya, nag-file daw ng petition for proclamation as the winning candidate for mayor si Emily Estepona Howe. Tapos, Edwin signed as counsel for Estepona Howe sa petition na yon.
Nung nag-appear si Edwin as counsel before the MBEC, kwenestyon ni Donna Marie yung appearance niya on two grounds. Number one, yung respondent daw or si Edwin has not taken his oath as a lawyer. And number two, because Edwin is an employee of the government.
Ni-refer ng court tong case sa Office of the Bar Confidant for evaluation, report, and recommendation. Ano kaya yung naging hatol ng OBC?
Narecommend ng OBC na i-deny for admission sa Philippine Bar si Edwin. Kasi na-found out nila na nung nag-appear nga si Edwin sa MBEC as counsel for Bunan doon sa May 2001 election, makikita doon sa minutes ng MBEC proceedings na actively nag-participate si Edwin doon sa proceedings. Nangyari to before Edwin took the lawyer's oath on May 22, 2001.
So because of Edwin's misconduct, it cast a serious doubt on his moral fitness to be a member of the bar. Saka yung unauthorized practice of law niya is a ground to deny his admission to the practice of law. Paano naman yung iba pang charges sa kanya?
Sabi ng OBC, hindi daw nakapag-cite si Donna Marie na kung anong law yung vinayolate ni Edwin nung nag-appear siya as counsel for Bunan while he was a government employee. And besides, resign na din naman nung time na yun si Edwin at inauthorized din siya ni Bunan to represent him before the MBEC.
Okay, so ang issue ngayon is nag-engage nga ba si Edwin sa unauthorized practice of law? Papayagan kaya siya ng Supreme Court na ma-admit sa Philippine Bar?
Well, unfortunately for Edwin, sabi ng SE, they agree with the findings and conclusions of the OBC that Edwin was engaged in the unauthorized practice of law and thus does not deserve admission to the Philippine Bar. Oh my! Bakit daw, Oj?
Kasi nga, di ba nag-appear si Edwin sa mga proceedings sa MBEC and nag-file pa siya ng mga pleadings without license to do so. Clearly, unauthorized practice of law daw yun.
Tsaka he called himself counsel kahit alam na alam niya na hindi pa siya member ng bar when he held himself out as a counsel knowing na wala pa siyang authority to practice law. He has shown moral unfitness to be a member of the Philippine Bar.
The right to practice law is not a natural or constitutional right but a privilege daw. It is limited to persons of good moral character with special qualifications duly asserted and certified. The exercise of this privilege presupposes possession of integrity, legal knowledge, educational attainment, and even public trust since a lawyer is an officer of the court.
A bar candidate does not acquire the right to practice law simply by passing the bar examination. The practice of law is a privilege that can be withheld even from one who has passed the bar examination if the person seeking admission had practiced law without a license.
Ito pa, nakapasa nga daw si Edwin sa 2000 bar examinations and nag-take nga siya ng lawyer's oath. Pero hindi siya nag-sign sa role of attorneys. Isa yun sa kailangan para maging full-fledged lawyer siya. Immaterial daw dito yung pag-pass niya sa bar exam.
Kasi passing the bar is not the only qualification to become a attorney at law. Merong two essential requisites na kailangan mo na i-perform para maging lawyer si bar passer. Yung lawyer's oath to be administered by the Supreme Court and yung signature in the role of attorneys. Obviously, hindi na-comply ni Edwin yung second requisite na signing sa role of attorneys, kaya hindi siya naging ganap na abogado.
Doon naman sa charge of violation of law na nag-act daw si Edwin as a counsel for a private client at the same time, government employee siya since secretary siya ng Sangguniang Bayan, sabi lang ng SC dito, resigned na din naman siya that time before siya mag-act as counsel. So meaning, hindi naman nagsabay.
As for the charge of grave misconduct and misrepresentation, pinapakita ng evidence na inauthorized naman talaga ni Bunan si Edwin na i-represent siya as his counsel sa MBEC and similar bodies. So, wala daw misrepresentation. But nonetheless, wala pa ding authority si Edwin to practice law.
So, in short, after all the hardships of Edwin Rana in law school and in passing the bar, in the end, because he engaged in the unauthorized practice of law, he was denied admission to the Philippine bar. Hitting two birds with one stone talaga tong case na to, Teo. Elections and bar examination.
Correct, Oj. Pero chill muna kasi sabi nga sa case, bago maging ganap na abogado, magte-take muna sila ng oath at pipirma sa role of attorneys. Kaya huwag kayo masyadong excited. Okay? Antay-antay lang tayo. Kasi habang wala pa yon, hindi pa talaga pwede mag-practice ng law. Alam natin, excited na kayo at yung buong barangay, malamang party-party na kayo dyan. Pero makikita natin sa case yung importance ng requisites para maging full-fledged lawyers. Konti na lang andyan na. Tanaw mo na, tapos makukuha pa sa'yo, di ba? Sakit nun, Oj. Hindi naman biro ang makapasa sa bar, di ba? You've been waiting and working for this for years. So, konting patience pa, courtmates.
Right. Usually kasi, kahit law student pa lang, excited na si family and friends niyan eh. May tatawag na sa'yong attorney o kaya magpapakonsult. Paano pa kaya kung nakapasa na sa bar, di ba? Pag-release pa lang ng list tapos andun yung name mo. I guess all the emotions are there. Dahil sa, syempre, dahil sa hirap talaga ng pinagdaanan mo para makamit yon. Yan talaga yung ultimate step eh, that we have to brave to become a lawyer, which is passing the bar examination. Take note, although, ultimate step, but not the official one. Surely, excited na kayo at yung buong barangay, pero meron pa tayong two steps, courtmates. Oath-taking and signing of roll. Pwede na kayong mag-represent after nun as official counsel ng mga electoral candidates natin.
Yes, correct. Kasi nga, diba, great things comes to those who wait. Kaya mga best bar ever passers natin, ready nyo na yung best dress nyo para sa mga events na yan. Kami din, magpe-prepare ng best dress namin dahil kasabay ng oath-taking this May 2, the courtroom is also celebrating its first year anniversary. Biruin mo yun.
Yes!
One year na tayo. And before we end nga pala, there's a new feature on Spotify that allows our listeners to rate our show. So, courtmates, if you wanna support us and help us keep doing this kind of content, we invite you to rate us 5 stars so we can reach more people.
Also, please feel free to message us because we'd love to hear your insights on this case, or you can also let us know what cases you would like us to chika for our next episode. If you guys like our podcast, please don't forget to rate us 5 star and subscribe for free on Spotify or wherever you're listening to right now. You can also watch the audiogram version of this podcast on Facebook and YouTube. Again, this is Oj.
And Theo, leaving you with a reminder to always look back in history because precedents shall rule the future.
Thank you for listening and we'll see you again in the courtroom.
Bye!
Congrats, courtmates!
Congrats, courtmates!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.